content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District S newsletter for the month of June 2022. This is a particularly long newsletter, so I may have to end it before I get to the full newsletter, but we'll see what we can do. We'll start with the district governor's message. Juno is the ancient Roman goddess of marriage and childbirth. It looks like this summer will be another hot one. Make a great day. We need to trust each other. June's birth flowers are the rose and the honeysuckle. It doesn't seem possible that this is my last newsletter. I'm disappointed that I was not able to attend our midwinter convention, but I did attend the best state convention ever, celebrating 100 years of service. As I reflect on the past year, there have been several ups and downs. I've been blessed to have been able to meet many great Lyons and make new friends with whom I plan to keep in contact. I will also be taking on the role of promotions chair after my term ends. A big thank you to those Lions clubs who helped with food, supplies, and monetary donations. Our work is not done. I urge all clubs in our district and around the state not to forget those who are in such great need. I'm truly impressed with how our clubs are continuing to serve their communities. While COVID-19 restrictions have required clubs to cancel in-person meetings and fundraising events, some are working on creative ways to continue their service and raise funds. I want to thank you all for supporting district projects, continuing to grow our membership, volunteering long hours serving your clubs and communities, being willing to accept change, learning new skills, and belonging to the greatest service organization in the world, Lions. Remember my motto, catch the spirit. On the road, 6/24 to 6/28/22, 104th Lions Club's International Convention. 6/26/22, Home Run for Hunger in Wilson Evenings Lions Club. 6/26/22, Happy Birthday, North Raleigh Lions Club. 6/26/22, Leadership Training in Wake Forest Lions Club. 6/30/22, Happy Birthday, Lower Currituck Lions Club and Lukama Lions Club. 7/9/22, Leadership Training at First Flight Lions Club. Share, communicate. Communications is critical because it helps Lions understand how their peers have different points of view. It's easy for people to get locked into their way of seeing things and not see things from a different perspective. Monthly health hint. Short on time? There's an app that gives you instant access to the 7-minute workout developed by the American College of Sports and Medicine. All you need is a chair and a wall to do the exercises that rely on your body weight. Think squats, lunges, wall sits, planks, sit-ups, push-ups, and more. You will do each move for 30 seconds with a 10-second rest period in between. Character trait, courage, the ability to do something that frightens one. Membership status. District 31S has 921 members with 47 clubs. Just ask someone to be a Lion. Join me in supporting the International Dues Adjustment Resolution, which will adjust our current international dues of $43 by $7 over a 3-year period. $3 increase on July 1st, 2023, $2 increase on July 1st, 2024, and a $2 increase on July 1st, 2025. Club birthdays. 6/25/02, Rocky Hawk Lions Club, 20 years old, the 44th oldest club in District 31S. 6/26/53, North Raleigh Lions Club, 69 years old, the 28th oldest club. 6/30/12, Lukama Lions Club, 10 years old, the 47th oldest club in District 31S. Lions can laugh. Did you hear about the giant who threw up? It's all over town. Songs of the month. This Little Light of Mine, the Kingston Trio. Don't Worry About a Thing, Bob Marley. Old Friends Starting Over, Chris Stapleton. On the Road Again, Willie Nelson. Let It Be, The Beatles. It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, Boys to Men. Tomorrow will be a better day. Everyone visualizes whether they know it or not. Visualizing is the great secret of success. And that's from Genevieve Berend. Prayer Concerns. Give a prayer for PDG Sherman Leathers, PDG Andy Lilliston, Gene Finch, the family of Lions Willard Davis Nash of the White Level Lions Club, the family of Lion Thomas Harrison on the passing of his father, and the military. Let me know of anyone we can add or take off this list. There are headline moments in the life of a district governor, which the district takes notice. District 31S clubs have seen the values and excellence that have taken 100 years to build. For District 31S, the Raleigh Host Lions Club and Wilson Evening Lions Club turned 100 years old this year. Thanks for letting our district see these examples of excellence. District 31S has been consistently ranked near the top in our state. We are so proud to have past international directors Lions Gwen White and Lacey M. Presnell Jr. in our district. These two have been awarded the well-deserved very top positions. It is their passion and purpose, a life's work, and they are very good at it. It has been my honor to have them as a mentor. They inspire Lions like me. I am always proud to tell people that I began my service as a Lion with 36 fulfilling years as a president, zone chair, and district governor. Those experiences inspired my leadership priorities and explains why I am passionate about Lions on the local and state level. Being a Lion is exhilarating and rewarding. It is also challenging and humbling. Lions are working to create a better world, and they start by helping VIPs find their best paths to knowledge and begin lives of purpose. The leadership in District 31S has many familiar faces. There are Lions who are bringing learning to life, impacting the lives of our VIPs, and as a result, are changing the world. Some of my fondest memories as district governor are of colleagues sharing with me an excitement about something learned or a moment in their clubs. When I was young in my career, PID Lacey inspired me with his passion about his feelings on being a leader in Lions. A few years later, it was PID Gwen's use of problem-based learning techniques and PDG Rhett's class where he used cultural, social, and economic differences. In these teaching moments, they created opportunities for us leaders to not only discover new ideas, but to become someone new on the other side of the learning, to become a better leader. Please take a moment to send a note of thanks to your favorite Lions leader. They will enjoy hearing from you and knowing that they were an important part of your life's journey. Being a Lion is the greatest, not necessarily the easiest, opportunity for each of us to make a positive influence on the world we serve today. Every Lion needs to set achievable individual goals today. Question your mind. Be honest and frank. Who are you? This is my last message as district governor. My best wishes to our incoming officers for 2022-23. PDG Alan Swaim of Wendell Lions Club, First Vice District Governor Lorraine Dixon of Wendell Lions Club, Second Vice District Governor Jim Tobolsky of Wake Forest Lions Club, Cabinet Secretary PDG Barbara Beltran of North Raleigh Lions Club, Cabinet Treasurer PDG Ron Beltran of North Raleigh Lions Club. I will never forget this experience for the rest of my life. Camp Dogwood raffle ticket winners announced. The Camp Dogwood raffle ticket drawing was held on June 16th. The winners are John Wiley, Davidson Lions Club, first place, $15,000. Canton Lions Club, second place, $1,000. Vicki Pitts, GCIOB Lions Club, third place, $500. Jimmy Myers, Moxville Lions Club, fourth place, a beach trip, and Marianne Howell, Whitaker's Lions Club, fifth place, Biltmore Hilton trip. In District 31S, 918 out of 979 members sold Camp Dogwood raffle tickets with a total of $21,436 collectively. Our goal was 3 books per member. The final tally was 2.19 books per member. District 31S came in second place this year. Keep up the good work, Lions. LCIF creates a healthier world, by Elizabeth Edwards, content specialist of the Lions Club's International Foundation. The world is suffering. Our environment, our home, endures pollution of land, water, and air. We see the devastation of warming temperatures through disasters, from tornadoes to intense flooding. Air pollution kills an estimated 7 million people worldwide annually, and rising sea levels and deforestation threaten entire ecosystems. The challenges are urgent and overwhelming. Lions and LCIF are working hard to keep the Earth in its best possible condition. The world celebrates Earth Day on April 22nd each year, recognizing the need to address these challenges to protect the planet and create a more sustainable future for generations to come. Lions and Leos recognize the importance of creating a healthy future on Earth Day and every day. With the support of LCIF, they magnify hope by leading projects that will generate long-term, positive ecological impact for humans, plants, and animals who call planet Earth home. Planting hope for a healthier world. Making an environmental impact in a community may seem daunting, but Lions and Leos understand that gradual changes are important to create a big difference, one tree at a time. With an eye to a healthier future for their community, themselves, and generations to come, Leos in Brescia province of Italy decided to improve the city of Chiari and the health and well-being of those in the area, human and wildlife alike. Together, the young humanitarians created a tranquil forest to reduce smog and provide a peaceful and lush area for recreation and physical activity. With a $2,500 LCIF Leo Service Grant, and in collaboration with Lions and experts from the city's Agricultural Institute, Leos designed the forest, selected the sapling provider, and determined tree species compatible with the local climate and terrain. Within 3 months of receiving grant approval, 35 Leos and Lions planted the new, sustainable Leo and Lion Forest, 100 new trees breathing fresh air and hope into the city. Generations to come will benefit from the forest, which serves as an inspiration for other communities to be good stewards of the environment. Leos continue collaborating with Lions and the local municipality to raise additional funds to ensure project sustainability. Lending a helping hand. Leos and Lions in Italy are only one example of the Lion community banding together with support from LCIF to create a healthier world by lending a hand. From recycling programs to ensuring all areas have access to clean water, Lions and LCIF are working hard to keep the Earth in its best possible condition. From July 1, 2020 to June 30, 2021, LCIF awarded $168,091 in grants to support the environment. If Lions or Leos are interested in receiving support for their environmental project, they can apply for a matching grant to fund larger-scale projects that require major equipment or construction, a district and club community impact grant to support local projects, or a Leo service grant to fund young humanitarian projects. Join LCIF's dedication to help Lions create a sustainable and healthy future by learning how to apply for environmental grants. Lion of the Month, Darylin Oxendine. Club, Henderson Lions Club. College, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Partner, DGE Randy Oxendine. Best day as a Lion. When I was able to start a Leo club for the Henderson Lions Club. Worst day as a Lion. When an 18-wheeler missed hitting my Leo students picking up trash by less than a foot. Favorite quote or saying, life is what you make of it. What drives you crazy? Anyone not going by the rules? What makes you happy? The beach. Favorite book? The Bible. Favorite movie? A Walk to Remember. Favorite color? Carolina blue. Favorite food? Spaghetti. What do you do for fun? Coach volleyball. Whom do you admire and why? My husband, for putting so much time and effort into his job as a district governor. What are your Lions goals? One day being a district governor. From DG Randy Oxendine, Lion Darrellin has done an exemplary job as the club president and the district governor's wife. Thanks for supporting me in our long rides. I am so lucky to have her on our team. Great job, Lion Darrellin. I think it's actually pronounced Darlin. My fault. Lion of the Month, Earl Hunter. Club, Fuquay Varina Lions Club. College, University of Massachusetts. Partner, Faye Davis Hunter. Best day as a Lion, October 12, 2012, the day I joined Lions Clubs International. Worst day as a Lion, Warrenton, Virginia. On a Thursday night, my club overstepped me as third vice president. I quit and went to another club. I am now the president of the Fuquay Varina Lions Club. Favorite quote or saying? I'm a damn Yankee and damn proud of it. What drives you crazy? People in the Lions Club that don't work. What makes you happy? A successful event in 2021, a golf tournament that raised more than $26,000. Favorite book, the Bible. Favorite movie, Where Eagles Dare. Favorite color, blue. Favorite food, Italian. What do you do for fun? Watching movies, riding around looking at God's country, computer. Whom do you admire and why? The present DG, because of his continued organization. What are your Lions goals? To keep Lions clubs alive. From DG Randy Oxendine, Lion Earl has done an exemplary job as the club president, Zone 8 chair. His outlook on life is amazing. I am so lucky to have him on our District 31S team. Great job, Lion Earl. District 31S fundraising report for 2021-22. As of June 30th, 2022, District 31S raised $77,978 for Brighter Visions, 87% of their $90,000 goal, $79 per member, $7,710 for memorials and honorariums, $2,810 for clinical eye research, and $21,436 in Camp Dogwood raffle ticket sales. In memory of Willard David Nash, November 1st, 1930 to June 10th, 2022. Willard David Nash, 91, of Lewisburg, passed away peacefully Friday, June 10th, 2022, at his home. A funeral service was held at 3 p.m. on Sunday, June 12th, at White Level Baptist Church. The family received friends at the church 1 hour prior to the service. Burial followed in Lancaster Memorial Park. Willard was a deacon and lifelong member of the White Level Baptist Church. He was also a charter member and past president of White Level Lions Club. He enjoyed fishing, hunting, and cooking for family and friends. He was the son of the late John W. and Ethel D. Nash. He was preceded in death by his wife of 65 years, Juanita Best Nash, brothers Artris Nash and Fed Lee Nash, sister Mavis Nash Burnett, and granddaughter April Nash Faircloth. He is survived by his children Sheila Nash Leonard and husband Mark of Lewisburg, son Kent Nash of Lewisburg, and Gay Nash Stallings and husband Jim of Greenville, sister Sedonia Nash of Castalia, grandchildren Mark and Rusty Leonard of Lewisburg, Clark Stallings of Greenville, and Nash Stallings of Raleigh, and three great-grandchildren, Savannah Leonard, Augustus Leonard, and Alexandria Leonard. Flowers will be accepted or memorial contributions can be made to White Level Baptist Church, 2400 White Level Road, Lewisburg, North Carolina, 27549. arrangements were entrusted to Strickland Funeral Home and Crematory of Lewisburg, North Carolina. Camp Dogwood Fall Eyeglass Sorting. Camp Dogwood Fall Eyeglass Sorting is scheduled for September 7th through 10th of 2022. Meals and rooms will be available. Contact Tammy Thomas for more information at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email tammy@nclionsinc.org. Save the date, Brighter Visions Kickoff. The Brighter Visions Kickoff will be held on August 27th, 2022, at the Shamrock Restaurant in Williamston at 101 West Boulevard, Williamston, North Carolina. The event will start at 3 p.m. Cabinet officers, regional zone chairs, district chairs, presidents, and secretaries should attend. Here's a notice of a VIP in need of transportation. VIP Brenda Harrelson of Roanoke Rapids is scheduled to attend camp at Camp Dogwood the week of July 10th, 2022, and is in need of transportation to and from Camp Dogwood. If you or someone you know can assist her, please give her a call at 252-541-1046. In memory of Michael Averill Covell, October 10th, 1939 to June 8th, 2022. Michael Averill Covell passed away suddenly on Wednesday, June 8, 2022. Mike was born in Los Angeles, California on October 10, 1939, and studied engineering at Tufts University. From his commissioning in 1961, he served his country in the U.S. Navy for 30 years, rising to the rank of captain. Among his many notable Navy achievements, Mike commanded the nuclear-powered submarine USS Sand Lance, SSN 660, was Commodore of Submarine Squadron 22 in La Maddalena, Italy, and was awarded the Legion of Merit four times. Following his distinguished naval career, Mike has enjoyed a second career in the nuclear energy business. Upon retiring to Flat Rock, he threw himself thoroughly into serving his fellow parishioners of St. John in the Wilderness Episcopal Church. His commitments there included Eucharistic minister, senior warden, and golf cart driver. He also gave time and energy to numerous local and national causes that he valued. He did this to a degree far beyond most people. It wasn't a matter of keeping busy for Mike. Following his service to the country, he dedicated himself to being a faithful servant of the Lord and to be helpful to all both at home and abroad. He worked tirelessly for numerous organizations, including the Lions Club, NC Military Officers Association of America, the Flat Rock Playhouse, the Moldova World Children's Fund, his neighborhood association, and the Tryon Equestrian Center, just to name a few. On top of that, he was always so considerate and loving with family and friends. Mike never missed sending Valentine's and birthday wishes to family, including his sisters-in-law. His border collies will miss Mike's kindness and love of nature as they remember their long walks and herding sheep. Mike even found time to become a master gardener in Hendersonville. Mike and Joni have been in love like two peas in a pod for almost 50 years. They have been blessed to travel the country and the world with family and friends across Europe, Asia, North and South America, the Caribbean, the Middle East, and Africa. Mike is preceded by his parents, Joseph Noblet Covell and Lorraine Averill Ames of Los Angeles, California, his brother Kenneth Covell of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and his son Thomas Covell of Denver, Colorado. Mike is survived by his wife of 47 years, Joan Leverton Covell of Flat Rock, sister Linda Covell Golovko of La Canada, California, brother Lawrence Covell of Castle Rock, Colorado, daughter Sharon Lee Hayes of Tinton Falls, New Jersey, son James Wilson Lees of Summit, New Jersey, son Edward Covell of Denver, Colorado, seven grandchildren, Natalie Hayes, Maggie Lees, Sophie Lees, Wilson Lees, Catherine Lees, and Quinton Lees, and one great-grandchild, Avery Bell Stengel. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the Moldova World Children's Fund, Incorporated, P.O. Box 548, Hendersonville, North Carolina, 29793. First Flight's Lion Food Drive. The First Flight's Lions Club is having a food drive to benefit the Beach Food Pantry. The Beach Food Pantry serves residents of Dare County. As food and gas prices continue to rise, so do the community's needs. Any assistance you can give the First Flight Lions in this endeavor is greatly appreciated. Bringing donations to Bingo is encouraged if you are or will be on the Outer Banks. Cash donations are also welcome. The items in short supply and needed the most are canned fruit in natural juice, mandarin oranges, pineapples, pasta sauce, canned vegetables, tomatoes, pigeon peas, hominy, succotash, okra, personal hygiene items, bars of soap, toothpaste, toothbrushes, feminine hygiene items, laundry detergent, and dish detergent. The Whitakers Lions Club's 75th anniversary. The Whitakers Lions Club will be celebrating its 75th anniversary on August 2nd, 2022, at the Whitakers United Methodist Church Educational Building at 304 West Pippin Street, Whitakers, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Finger foods, dessert, and beverages will be served. Please RSVP by July 22nd with the number of people from your club who will be attending. And that is by Lion Freddie Blackman. You can reach him at fblackmon, that's M-O-N, at embarkmail.com, spelled embarkmail.com. Or you can call at 252-567-4972. Wendell Lions Club event. We know you love and support the blind and hearing impaired here in North Carolina. Here is an opportunity to show your support and give back for such a great cause. This is a fundraising event for the benefit of our Brighter Visions campaign. On July 30th, 2022, from 4 to 9 p.m., the Wendell Lions Club will proudly host Jim Quick and the Coastline Band. You are invited to join us for an evening of food, fun, and revelry. There is no cover charge. However, old eyeglasses, hearing aids, canned food, or donations will be graciously accepted at the door. There will be hamburgers, hot dogs, ice cream, and the coldest draft beer in Wake County. We encourage the public to support us in this campaign, and sponsorships are still available. If you, your club, or someone you know would like to be a sponsor, please send me the name, phone number of the sponsor level desired, and the website, slogan, or logo of the sponsor. The sponsor levels are Ripple at $250, Wave at $500, and High Tide at $1,000. And you can contact DG Lion Alan Swaim at 919-390-8751 or email at liondddgallen@gmail.com. News from LCIF by Dr. Yong-Yul Choi, President of the Lions Club's International Foundation. Dear fellow humanitarian, it has been my honor to serve as chairperson of Lions Club's International Foundation this year. While we continued to face challenges throughout the world, including the humanitarian crisis in Ukraine and the COVID-19 pandemic, we remained resilient and continued our important work. I have had the pleasure of hearing from many of you about the things you have accomplished this year because of LCIF. The stories of your service, empowered by grant funding from LCIF, are inspiring. Although the beneficiaries of your service may never know of your kindness, the world is a better place because of you. I look forward to serving alongside you in the years to come. I ask you to join me in continued support of LCIF so we can build on the successes of Campaign 100. Our important work serves our world in need because there is nothing we cannot achieve when we work together. Apex Lions presents scholarships by Lion John Lind. The club recently presented two T.B. Holland Memorial Scholarships. The first went to Jacob Page, who graduated from Apex High School and will be attending Appalachian State University in the fall. He plans to major in supply chain management, and he wants to get his master's also. The next scholarship went to Tyler Hartman. Tyler graduated from Apex Friendship High School and will be attending UNC Wilmington. He is slated to major in business management with a minor in history. Unfortunately, our scheduled speaker had to cancel due to illness, so we improvised and created our own program of Lion Moments. Lion Chip started us off by reading the speech Helen Keller gave in 1925 at the International Lions Convention. That was when she asked the Lions to help by being Knights for the Blind. The American Foundation for the Blind was formed in 1921. Afterwards, several members offered to share their Lion moment. For Lion Paul, it was the time at Christmas when a small girl received a prosthetic eye, which our club purchased for her. For Lion Wayne, it is spending time with children and the blind at the VIP fishing tournament. For Lion Pat, it was the Christmas in July event that her first club did and collecting food and presents for those in need. For Lion Horace, it is memories of the state fair when the kids from the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind come and get their free meal. One time they wrote thank you notes in Braille, which he still has today. For Lion Barbara, it was when she was helping a blind woman when she caught a fish, and she felt every inch of that fish. For Lion John, it was our very first vision screening for kids where we caught Lazy Eye and two twin girls. Their mom came to our next fish fry and thanked us as the girls were wearing glasses but wouldn't have to for an extended period. Finally, for Lion Carl, it was his childhood. He had two uncles who were blind and sewed the brooms together. He emphasized that we need to tell our story so more people will want to join and serve. We also need to investigate speaking at other organizations to share what we do. Apex Lions Provide Snacks and Prizes by Lion John Lind. On June 21st, 2022, the Apex Limited Lions made their first donation of snacks and achievement rewards to the underprivileged children attending Salem Elementary School. The funds for these snacks were made from our Apex Lions Charitable Fund, a 501c3 tax-deductible organization. The snacks are given to children who don't have money to purchase midday snacks when the other children do. The reward items, crayons, coloring books, water bottles, etc., are given for exemplary attendance and homework achievements. Our club received recognition as the tweet was sent on Twitter to all parents of students attending Apex Elementary School. Apex Lions 2022-23 Board of Directors installed. At our annual Board of Directors installation meeting, we had past District Governor Lion Gene English back again to do the honor of performing the installation ceremony. This time, he brought his bride, new Lion Gloria English, with him as well. Outgoing President Lion Carl Cromwell gave a heartwarming and thankful farewell address in which he gave everyone praise for our activities during and as we exited the COVID-19 days. Even through these difficult times, we still found ways to serve the Apex community, which is, after all, our mission. Although several Lions were named specifically for things they had done this past year, Lion Carl had one special award to present at the end of the list. He had a special plaque made for the President's Award for Lion Joelle Lind for all the work that she does behind the scenes that is often not recognized. In Carl's words, "She has her paws in almost everything we do." Congratulations, Lion Joelle. Then Lion Carl handed the gavel to incoming President Lion Dave Delahanty. Lion Dave is excited to start his year off and is grateful for the quality and experience of the Board of Directors that we have in Apex. We are all looking forward to another very good year. And included is a lovely picture of all the installed board of directors. Yes. Lions pins for sale. State pins are now available for promoting the Lions of North Carolina and showing that we are proud of what we do. Pins are $2 each. Contact past District Governor Lion Dale Dupree for more information. And that email is lion100pdg@gmail.com. Rocky Hop Lions honor 20 years by Thad White, group editor, Chowan Herald. June 30th, 2022, 2 decades ago, the Rocky Hawk Lions Club became the first new club established in 20 years. On Saturday, June 18th, the club and their visitors gathered to celebrate their anniversary. Remember the past and look forward to the future of a club chartered to serve the Chowan County community. After a welcome from Rocky Hawk Lions Club President Keisha Phelps, Lions International Director Gwen White introduced special guests for the evening, including incoming District Governor Alan Swaim of the Henderson Lions Club, past District Governor Rhett White, and Lacey Presnell Jr., who has been a Lion in North Carolina for 72 years. White praised the club for their hard work and their dedication to the Lions Club. "We are glad to have the dignitaries here, but you are the ones we are here to recognize," she said. "None of this is possible without the hard work of the Rocky Hawk Lions Club. We are here to support you. Thank you for your dedication." Also recognized at the gathering was Francis Jordan, who received an award for being a 100% secretary for the district and was named NC Lions Ambassador. In a ceremony back in 2002, the Chowan Herald reported 55 members received their Lions pins, and the club was officially chartered. 3 of those charter members remain after 2 decades. The club was a project of past District Governor Earl Johns, who saw a need for an organization to serve the people of Rocky Hawk. Rocky Hawk is 10 miles from Edenton and a community within itself, Ricky Nixon, who served as the first president of the group, said. "We have people, families in this community who are in need, and we want to serve them." In addition to Nixon, other Lions Club presidents over the years have included Sherry Volk, Bill Smith, Francis Jordan, Laura Spruill, Lloyd Evans, George Knox, Bud Miller, Frank Mizak, Guy Simmons, Pat Smith, and Keisha Phelps. History of the RHLC indicates the group met at Nixon's Family Restaurant, where the club was officially organized from its conception until the facility closed in December of 2013. From there, Nothing Fancy Cafe became the home from January 2014 until it closed in July 2019 due to problems related to COVID-19 and never reopened. Months later, the club went into the building to get their things out and found the American flag and a few other things were missing. Unfortunately, they were never located. On June 18th, the American flag was replaced by Woodmen of the World and their representatives, Eleanor Hollowell and Joyce Leary. They presented the flag to LC President Keisha Phelps, who in turn gave them a certificate of appreciation. The club members then stood and recited the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. In addition, Sammy Morris provided music for the gathering. Rocky Hawk Lions Club past president Guy Simmons provided a history of the organization and spoke about the important way members have stepped up to help many in their community. "When this club was founded, it was the first new club in 20 years," he said. "The Rocky Hawk Lions Club has set the standard for Lions Club in the 21st century, a club where everyone is welcome." He went on to say, "It not only set the standard for Lions clubs, but was an example of how to accept everyone and work together. Those works harkened back to the first moment of organization and the words of then-President Ricky Nixon. It is with a great deal of pride that I stand here tonight as part of the Rocky Hawk Lions Club," he said that night 2 decades ago. "We feel that we can make a difference in the community, the county, and the state. This club represents what Rocky Hawk is about, a close-knit community who believes in the Lions motto, 'We serve.' That's exactly what the Rocky Hawk Lions Club has done for 20 years and plan to continue into the next two decades. Edenton Lions continue vision screenings by Lion John Michener. On April 23rd, 2022, the dawn was clear with blue skies, gorgeous sunshine, and only a rare white cloud in the heavens. Temperatures were comfortable, humidity non-existent. A wonderful Saturday to be alive. I motored east to Hertford in my 2012 vehicle. Perquimans Recreation Center came into view near the river. The campus was alive with colorful balloons. A large yard banner touted huge Lego bricks of different colors available for everyone's inner child to enjoy. Many are spread on the green carpet before us, adults more excited than the kids. Smart Start Partnership organizers of this event came into view. Approximately 100 volunteers made this morning happen. Attendees numbered at least 500, including 212 children. Lions were directed to a house-like vehicle with quarters behind the driver's seat. Letters on the side of the van indicated free eye exams by Edenton Lions. We three Lions introduced ourselves guardedly. Two nurses were on site. Spot, our vision screener, is about the size of a Polaroid camera or a large box turtle, ready to perform. It examines young eyes accurately and painlessly by taking a photo of the inside of your eye in a nanosecond. Performance is best when Spot is 3.3 feet away. If you are too far away, Spot messages too far. If too close, Spot signals too close. Readings emerge in a few moments. On this day, 47 children were screened for vision abnormalities. Four presented with abnormalities, which is 9%. Their screens read, complete eye exam recommended. Now, in our 85th year of service, Edenton Lions continue as people of vision who improve sight for young and old. The Lions Club Bed and Mattress Raffle. A new queen-size, sleep-to-win, three-zone smart bed and adjustable bed frame from Mattress Outlet Hickory will be given away on December 9, 2022. This cushioned, balanced mattress has a 5.5-inch dynamic air support system, providing individualized support to shoulder, lumbar, and hips. Each zone adjusts independently and allows you to custom fit the bed to your exact comfort preference. Its copper-infused foam defends against germs and has a temperature-controlled gel to keep you cool so you sleep better. The accompanying adjustable base has a head-up-down function, 12-inch solid legs, a wired remote, and foot retainer bar. It fits into most bed frames and has a 10-year limited warranty. It is a $5,000 value. All proceeds go to help support our local charities and North Carolina Camp Dogwood, with emphasis on support for the blind and visually impaired. Most of your local Lions clubs will be participating. You can contact anyone in your local Lions club, or you can call 828-495-4599. Again, that's 828-495-4599, and we will arrange easy purchase of tickets. Credit card purchases can be made by calling 828-478-2135, extension 229. Again, that's 828-478-2135, extension 229. Ask for Tammy. They are $5 a ticket. The tickets are limited. And that is Mattress Outlet Hickory. They were voted HDR's best place to purchase a mattress in 2015, 17, 18, 19, and 2020. Check out their website at www.mattressoutlethickory.com or go to their Facebook, Mattress Outlet Hickory, to check out this awesome, generous place of business. Notice, it is with regret to inform everyone that Camp Dogwood Summer Camp has been canceled due to insufficient staffing. However, Camp Dogwood will be offering limited summer retreats with lower attendance and limited activities. Each session will begin on Sunday with pickup between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and end on Thursday at 10 a.m. This is a day earlier than usual. The price will be $200 per person. Camp Dogwood has contacted social workers and VIPs. If you have any questions, please contact Tammy Thomas at 828-478-2135, extension 229, or email Tammy@nclionsinc.org. Here is a notice about from the Lion magazine. Sitting on top of the world. It was 1963 when the Beach Boys reminded us that all we needed was the ocean and a surfboard and we'd be riding high. Now, 60 years later, California's Encinitas Lions help those with vision impairment feel the thrill of catching a wave. Every year, for more than 25 years, with the exception of 2020, Lions act as chauffeurs, pay for state lifeguards, rent the beach, and partner with San Diego's nonprofit Urban Surf for Kids to provide instructions and water safety to visually impaired and blind surfers ranging in age from 7 to 70. The Lions all look forward to this once-a-year day at the beach. It's California, says event chair Bob Mangini. And who has ever known a bad day surfing in California? And there are several pictures of people enjoying catching a wave out there in the California ocean. Introducing the Lions Video Center. Ready to get inspired? The Lions Video Center is the premier destination for you to find the latest inspiring stories from Lions and Leos around the world. With videos featuring our international president, Lions Club's International Foundation, public service announcements, and much more, you can download and share videos for any occasion. New videos are added and updated quarterly, so be sure to check back and see what's new. Explore our current video lineup today at lionsclubs.org/videos, and that's from Lions Clubs International. Winston-Salem Twin City hosts Lions Club. They're hosting a diabetes family retreat. Our quest is to help you reduce the prevalence of diabetes and improve your quality of life for you and your family affected with this rampant, growing disease in our state. Our diabetes family retreats are designed to help you cope with type 1 and type 2 diabetes in your family with a helpful and fun learning experience. This program will offer recommendations such as exercise, changing eating habits, and understanding the disease. By working together, we will offer a strategic vision on reducing and managing diabetes within your family circle. What we will achieve with our diabetes family retreats. 1. Provide a safe and fun experience for your family with diabetes to connect and learn. 2. This 1.5-day retreat will give you an opportunity to work closely with certified diabetes educators with educational, recreational, and dietary recommendations for a healthy lifestyle with no distractions. 3. You will learn that it is possible to live well with and successfully manage diabetes. Our diabetes family retreats will be held at the NC Lions Dogwood on the Lake, a 56-acre state-of-the-art meeting and retreat center on the banks of Lake Norman. This facility is also the home of Camp Dogwood for the blind and visually impaired. Camp Dogwood is a summer destination for the blind and visually impaired with waterfront and recreational activities. Dogwood on Lake Norman has 3 lodges to accommodate overnight guests. Each lodge has a lounge with TV and DVD and a screened porch with rocking chairs. Attractive, comfortable guest rooms feature 2 double beds, individual temperature control, and private baths. Rooms with handicapped accessible baths are available, including roll-in showers. Each lodge is ground floor accessible. And the remaining sessions are Friday and Saturday, September 9th and 10th, and Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th. Check-in time for each retreat is between 4 and 5:30 on each Friday, and departure is after 5 o'clock on Saturday. After receiving completed registration, you will be given a call by Tammy Thomas, the Camp Dogwood and Dogwood on the Lake administrator, to complete the reservation, and then you'll be given further information. And Tammy Thomas's direct line is 800-662-7401, extension 229. Again, Tammy Thomas at 800-662-7401, extension 229. She Doesn't Do Eyeballs by Joan Carey of Lions Clubs International. Past District Governor Norma Callahan remembers telling people, "I don't do eyeballs," meaning she didn't do vision screenings. She did diabetes screenings. "Now what am I doing? Eyeballs," says the executive director of the Florida Lions Retinopathy Foundation. She laughs, but she knows how serious diabetic retinopathy, a complication of diabetes, is, and how the number of cases are rising throughout the world as diabetes numbers escalate. Callahan, with the assistance of ophthalmologist and retinal specialist Dr. Shailesh Kaushal, both Volusia County Lions, has led the march for 3 years now, guiding Florida Lions in conducting more than 6,500 retinopathy screenings across their state. Kaushal, the medical director for the foundation, says Florida has some of the highest retinopathy rates in the country. With the support of an LCIF Site First grant, Callahan has been able to stage cameras across the state, making screenings available throughout Florida and into the Bahamas. And she has personally trained 24 Lions to serve as certified screeners. Diabetic retinopathy is caused by damage to the blood vessels of the retina, the light-sensitive tissue at the back of your eye. There might not be any symptoms at first, or the retinopathy may cause only mild vision problems. But in some cases, the blood vessels swell and leak, causing an eye bleed, while in others, there's abnormal growth of new vessels. It can be prevented with good control of diabetes, but without treatment, retinopathy can cause blindness. And once vision is lost from diabetic retinopathy, it cannot be restored. In the past, screening for retinopathy required dilating the eyes, but dilating is no longer required with the high-tech cameras that were purchased with grant funds. Callahan says both screeners and participants are thrilled with that news. "We've had people, diabetics included, say they haven't done a screening before because they don't like having their eyes dilated," says Callahan. "They don't like that they can't see afterwards, but new technology solves that problem. The other big thing we find is that 50% of the people we're screening have never had an eye exam." Retinopathy screeners set up their camera under a dark tent or in a dark room so that eyes dilate naturally. "We have screened anywhere and everywhere, at health fairs, car shows, veterans events, you name it," says Callahan. "Along with no dilation, there's no uncomfortable puff of air like in the glaucoma test. And with two volunteers, the screening takes less than 5 minutes," she says. With the latest internet-based software integrated into the cameras, the process is simple. The patient sits down and the camera does the work, focusing on the right eye to take a picture of the retina, then moving to the left to do the same. The images are instantly transmitted to Kaushal, who can read 30 or 35 in 30 minutes, he says. Often he reads them in real time, but always within 12 to 36 hours, and the results are sent to Callahan, who hand addresses a report card to the patient, giving them the results, to either follow up with an eye doctor in a specific time or to have yearly eye exams. Callahan says of Kaushal, "He's a blessing, a real blessing. I've never seen anybody work so hard." Roughly 90 Lions clubs in 4 Florida districts are involved in retinopathy screenings now, says Callahan. Although most screens are for both diabetes and diabetic retinopathy, and she prefers they also include hypertension, many Lions screen just for diabetes. Between July 1, 2017 and January 1, 2018, Florida Lions screened more than 9,000 people for diabetes, she said. While screeners can refer people to medical care, they cannot force them to follow up on the findings. A message from International President Douglas X. Alexander, Service from the Heart. You know that it takes hard work to achieve great service, and protecting the environment is one of the most challenging and rewarding ways that you can help your community thrive. To celebrate Earth Day, let's get our hands dirty and work together to make our communities cleaner and more beautiful places for the people around us. As one of our global causes, protecting the environment is about more than just preserving our world today. It's about building a safer, more sustainable world for future generations. Every tree you plant or garden you sow is a seed of hope that will grow and benefit your community and our world for years to come. Change is never easy. However, once we recognize the need to change our hearts, we can change our minds. And then it happens. We change and we create. That is how we make a difference in our world. Our Lions family brings together people of all ages, experiences, cultures, and character, and we are united by a common passion, service. What makes you special and unique is also what makes you exactly the right person for your community. Exactly the right person your community depends on to make a difference every day. By embracing our diversity, we're celebrating how our kindness transcends borders and our service is without exception. And when we give every member the opportunity to lead, grow, and pursue their passions, our service will be without limits. Let's never forget to celebrate who we are, what makes each of us so special, and how we can accomplish anything together when we let our passion for service shine through. I am so proud to have been a part of this extraordinary year of courage, kindness, and generosity. Our service has reached beyond borders and touched the world. As we move forward, I want you to remember the unlimited possibilities that come from serving from your heart. Thank you for being the steadfast heartbeat of this great association and the goodness that sustains our world. It has been my greatest joy and the honor of my life to serve you. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.